Hello, everybody. Dr. Doug here. Coming to you with another podcast. It's been a little while. Been busy with a variety of things, so haven't had a chance to update the podcast. But we've got a little podcast project now, which is going to include going through all the various topics and chapters in my upcoming new book called The Guide, which is going to be basically a home medical kit for you, something you can use to give yourself information for various health conditions you might have at home so you can manage them on your own and know how I recommend you take care of things. The last podcast I did was regarding the home medical kit, and you can find that in the guide. We will be publishing the guide as of the first of the year, and it'll be available to patients, of course. Also available for download on the internet on our website under the book section. If you go to the first of the color-coded keys on the right side of our website, the Dr. Doug website, you click that and you'll see it's purple. It says about Dr. Lakin, and there you'll find a list of books that I've written, including the keys, of course, the diets, which are diets for various health issues, and then this latest book, which will be more comprehensive than anything we've done to date, which is called The Guide. And today I want to talk a little bit about what I call the travel medical kit. Now, this is something very specific for our patients, and it's something I suggest you look at before you might take a trip out of the country, or if somebody's going to be going away for an extended period away from medical care or from our offices. And the travel medical kit will be on page 9 of the new The Guide. Just to, at the start of the bit of information we provide on this, let's look at what the list is of medications to stock up for the kit. And of course, each person can decide if they want them or not. But let me list the things worth having in your kit. And this is what we have listed in the guide. As follows: Z-Pak, Zithromax antibiotic, Cipro antibiotic, Lomotil, which is for diarrhea, Compazine, a nausea medication, Hydrocodone, a pain pill, and Valium, a relaxer. And I'll go through each one of these and explain what they're for and why we recommend them. In addition, some people might, if it's the proper time of year, like this time of year, they might travel with a round of Tamiflu, just in case. If you're traveling internationally, concerned about flights and exposure to flu, if you've not had your flu shot, having a round of Tamiflu available in case you need it makes sense. All right. So first of all, Zithromax, the Z-Pak. This is a 5-day general antibiotic packet from the erythromycin family. And it's really good for upper respiratory infections generally, the kinds of things that transform from more the mild virus into a more severe infection, or either bronchitis or even pneumonia. Z-Pak is actually pretty good for pneumonia as well. It also works for sinuses. So the Z-Pak's the first thing to recommend having. The next thing that I recommend on the travel medical kit is the Cipro antibiotic. Now, Cipro is a good all-around antibiotic as well, but very different use. Ciprofloxacin is an antibiotic we use commonly for gastrointestinal infections or urinary tract infections. And specifically for the traveler, for women, it's good for urinary tract infections. For men, we don't have to deal with this very often, so not really applicable. But the other way we use Cipro very commonly is for traveler diarrhea that's more severe. Now, traveler's diarrhea is very common, of course. People get, because of change of food, change of schedule and so forth, from foreign countries, certainly you're going to have variations in your bowels, and a lot of people get loose bowel movements. For that, you're going to need a diarrheal pill like Lomotil, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But if you have a very severe case of diarrhea, one that goes on and on for 3, 4, 5 days plus, you're still traveling, you certainly can consider Cipro. Certainly, if you have a bloody diarrhea at all, we would want you to take some Cipro. And that would be, of course, very uncommon. We call that bloody diarrhea, call that dysentery. And of course, you might need some medical treatment at that time, but Cipro is available for urgent need in that situation. So Cipro antibiotic, good for urinary tract infections and for persisting diarrhea and or blood in the diarrhea. The next medicine we list is the Lomotil or Lomotil, depending on how you want to say it, tomato, tomato. Lomotil, great medication for diarrhea. Probably the best. It's a tiny little pill, great for traveling with. In fact, I tell a lot of people that they could get one of these little key fobs that they can carry with them at all times. And especially people who have a lot of GI distress, it's sort of nice to have a few of these very tiny tablets in one of these little key fob containers that you can put little pills into, just to have available if you need in a pinch, especially when you're traveling. So Lomatil is a great antidiarrheal medicine. And the way we use that is the following. You know, if you have diarrhea, usually I tell people, look, if you have diarrhea while traveling, push extra liquids, don't worry about eating, and, you know, let the diarrhea go a little bit, just because that's cleansing your bowel out. It's nature's way of cleaning things out. And so that makes sense. Of course, after several hours, or if it's just completely not convenient, because you're going to be traveling or you have a schedule to keep, then using the Lomotil can be done right away. And the way you use the Lomotil, usually you take one or two of these tiny little pills as soon as you get diarrhea. And then you take one after each loose movement, up to 8 in a day. And of course, this takes your judgment. You know, sometimes if you go when you have bad diarrhea, you're going to be going many, many times a day. You don't have to have a large movement. It could be just after a small movement, you take another Lomotil. You take it again and again and again to basically stop things up. And of course, we're not desperate to stop things up in most situations, but if like you're taking a plane flight, you're taking a train trip, or you're going to be unavailable to any available bathrooms, then the Lomotil is a good idea to really try and control things. It's really important to have for travel. Next, I list Compazine. Prochlorpyrazine. This is either in a pill or suppository form. I recommend for travelers that they have it as a suppository because you just can't be sure if you're nauseated and vomiting that you're going to be able to keep it down. So I think a suppository is the best way. Of course, suppository is given rectally for those of you who may not have heard. So Compazine suppository, very good to have around. Very important, you know, of course, if we're traveling, somebody's maybe indulging too much, either food or drink. Of course, you could be prone to having nausea, vomiting, and infections that you might get while you're traveling. One Compazine suppository usually makes a huge difference in quieting down nausea. There's really nothing over the counter to get or anything to buy in any foreign country that I know of that really will work effectively. So Compazine suppository is really important to have. And in my list, to be honest with you, Lomotil and Compazine suppositories are probably the two most important things to have because that will get in the way of your travels and your schedule and so forth. So really having that can really help. And when you're Johnny on the spot and you're ready with it. And even if it's not for you, you might have a traveler with you who might need it, and it's really nice to have that available. The next thing I list is hydrocodone. That's a pain pill. This is an opiate or one of the codeine family derivatives. And of course, you have to know that you can tolerate it. You know, a lot of people have trouble with pain medicines. They have problems with nausea, vomiting from pain medicines. Of course, you can't take it if that's the case. But presuming you can tolerate pain pills, having a hydrocodone or a few of those around is not a bad idea. It's not essential, but it's a reasonably good idea. Just in case somebody injures himself, twists an ankle, something like that, you take a bunch of Advil or similar, and that just doesn't do the trick. Tylenol, aspirin doesn't do the trick. Then you have a few hydrocodone available. Finally, in the travel kit, I list Valium or diazepam. And the reason I list Valium is it's really just a great all-around relaxer. It's good if you need to get sleep on an airplane. It's good if you need to relax because you're very anxious when you're traveling. It's good for fellow travelers if they get very anxious when they're traveling. And it just covers a variety of things. So it's good to relax. It's good to sleep. Typically, I would recommend a 5-milligram tablet to travel with. You know, you have maybe 20 of them. You might use 2 to sleep on an airplane. That would work very effectively. You might use 1 or a half of 1 during the day, depending on how sensitive you are, when you need to relax. And so I think having Valium around is really very helpful. That's about it for our little travel kit. Of course, you know, some people might be like, my God, you're taking a lot of medications on your traveling. Why would you take so many things? Well, it's, you know, it's called be prepared, you know, like the Boy Scouts motto is. You know, again, I would say that Lomotil is number one on my list of medicines to have. Compazine would probably be number 2. Antibiotics would be number 3 and 4. And then, of course, Valium would be on the list. And that's pretty high on the list, actually. I think it's good to have, particularly for sleep and so forth. Some people, of course, prefer things like Ambien or whatever for sleep, and that's fine. But Valium's a good all-around medicine. So that's it for the travel kit. If you're taking a trip and you need to have some of these medications, let us know. I rarely have anybody ask for every one of these pills, but depends on how prepared you like to be. People like some of those medications for travel, and it's reasonable to have, so you're at the ready. Take care. This is Dr. Doug, and look for the guide in our office and online. It'll be available soon, and hope you stay well. Stay healthy now. Bye-bye.